Good morning, sons and daughters of the Most High God. I'm glad you're here today. I really am. We're in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. We're working our way verse by verse through this small book, five chapters, and we're in chapter 5. And Lord willing, we'll finish up next week in this great book. But today we're in verse 1, chapter 5, verse 1. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. And this is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Now, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the love, this is the one who came by water and blood, that is Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is in the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three witnesses that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater, because it is the testimony of God, which he has given us about his Son. And anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given us about his Son. And this is the testimony: God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has a Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. So just a couple of things here. John is pointing out what it looks like to be a son or a daughter of God, a child of God. He says everyone who believes in Jesus is the Christ, believes that Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. He says everyone who loves the Father loves a child as well. And then he said this is how we know that we love the children of God, is by obeying his commands. So my question for all of us, those of you listening online this morning as well, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? Do you believe he's the Son of God? Yes. Do you? Okay. Okay. You can give a testimony right now. I believe that, right? We testify in front of one another. And it says, the second thing it says, so everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky, right? You know, for 12 years, I've greeted you every Sunday. Good morning, sons and daughters of the Most High God, right? Because that's who you are. We've grown up in church calling one another brothers and sisters. Hey, brother, hey, sister in Christ. And we know what that means, right? We get that. And that's a great understanding. But the deeper understanding is that you are a daughter of the Most High God, Kim, and I should treat you as a daughter of the Most High God, not as my sister, because I pick on my sisters. I make fun of my sisters. I tell stories about my sisters that sometimes aren't quite true. You know what I'm saying? Just to pick at them. And sometimes they listen to me online, and I'm hoping they're listening this morning, because I'm not going to tell one this morning. But we pick on our brothers and sisters, and that's okay, right? But John is saying, look, there's something deeper going on here. You're God's son, you're God's daughter. Hey, welcome. You're God's daughter, right? And so that gives me a whole different level of understanding and respect for you when I see you. And John is saying, we need to get along better as sons and daughters of God. Because sometimes sons and daughters of God's bicker, right, a little bit. If you've been in a Baptist church, anybody ever been in a Baptist church? Any church, okay, you've seen that, right? Sometimes we forget that that's God's daughter. That's God's son I'm speaking of. And then we go out to eat and we have roast preacher, right? Can you believe he said that? Now, this morning it's not going to happen because we got a meal spread over here, a Thanksgiving meal. You're going to have whatever's on that table over there. We have to be careful when we talk about sons and daughters, because John is saying everyone who loves the Father loves the Father's children as well. So I'm bound to love you. Heather, I'm bound to love you, right? Ken, I'm bound to love you, even though you're an Alabama fan. I'm bound to love you, right? And not pick on you. Roll Tide. Did you just say Roll Tide? Did you say it out loud?
Not loud, but I did.
Go Vols. Oh, it started now. Can somebody give me a Go Dogs? I mean, anybody? We still love each other. We still love each other. but not on Saturdays. Tough crowd this morning. You folks listening online, you should be here this morning. It's okay. So you get that right. When I see you, yes, you're my brother in Christ, but you're God's son. And so husbands and wives, this is marriage material right here. This is marriage material. Treat your wife like she's God's daughter. Wives, treat your husband like he's God's son, right? When you're at work, co-workers, right? Children, teenagers. Josh, you're listening back there. Taylor, listening back there. Kaylee, oh, you're sweet as an angel. You've never given your mom a problem at all, ever. We're in church. Spoken like a true mama. I'm trying to help you, Mom. Work with me. But teenagers, that's God's daughter or son. Mom or dad, so be careful how we talk back to God's children, right? That's what he's saying. So this applies everywhere. And then he said, this is how we know that we love God's children. The way you know that I love you, this is crazy now. The way you know that I love you is if I obey God's commands in my life. If I'm out here disobeying God's commands and yet I claim to be a Christian, it means I might not love you. That's what John is saying. But the way I show you that I love you is by obeying God's commands. That's powerful, isn't it? So Christians, believers, this is talking about believers here. If you really want to show me how much you love me, obey God's commands. Right? And he goes on and says, this is God's commands. They're easy to obey, right? He said they're not burdensome. He said, born again children, overcome the world. What he's saying is when you're tempted to sin against a brother or a sister in Christ, against one of God's sons and daughters, you can overcome that. Step back, take a breath, say a prayer, read a scripture, listen to a praise song or something, whatever it is for you, but step back and say, I'm not going to offend one of God's children, right? I can overcome this. I can overcome this. And that's why this is put in here. I can overcome this, right? Born again children, overcome the world. And then the fifth thing he says here, he says, born again children have a testimony in their heart. Every one of us who are trusting in Jesus have a testimony in our heart that no one can take away. Right? The testimony, part of that testimony is this relationship that you have with God. It's this meaningful relationship you have with Him. But it goes deeper than that. He says the testimony is the Spirit, it's the water and the blood. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, John tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, 15, 16, right? He talks about the Holy Spirit being given to us as our teacher, our guide. And so he says the Spirit is a testimony in your heart, making sure you understand that you are born again, that you are a child of God. And then he says there's also this testimony of the water and the blood. Well, what does that mean? Scholars have debated this for years. Here's what I think it means. Jesus was baptized in water, right? Right? And so that was a witness. Back in Jesus' day, baptism was important. It meant I'm identifying with something. And Jesus was not identifying because he was sinful. He was identifying because he was obeying the Father's command that he be baptized. And so that was a witness. The Father says, Jesus, I want you to be baptized. Jesus was baptized, right? And so he was baptized in the water. That's a testimony that Jesus was obedient to God's word. And then the blood represents when he died on the cross for our sins. Once again, he was obedient to the Father's will that he died on the cross for our sins. And so the Spirit testifies to who Jesus is. His baptism testifies to who he is. His death, burial, and resurrection testifies to who he is. And you have that in your heart. Listen, you can't get rid of that. It's a testimony that's placed in your heart by the Holy Spirit. That's powerful. No matter where you go, what you run into, you've always got that testimony. The Spirit is living within me. I know that Jesus was baptized in obedience to the Father. And I know he died and rose again. And he died for my sins and rose again and lives in my heart. He's there. He's my testimony, right? He's there. John says, you carry this wherever you go. That is so powerful. You can't get rid of it. Nobody can take that away from you. They can take your Bible away. They can lock you up like they did this pastor up in Canada, you know, last year. They can lock you up. They can take your Bible away. They can take your congregation away. All they can't take your testimony away. Isn't that right? Amen. Right? The Holy Spirit's given us His testimony. It cannot be taken away. I heard something this week. I was, you know, I like going out witnessing in all the businesses around here. And I was in one business, and I was talking. There was three or four of us standing around. The book of Revelation came up, right? As it always does, it seems like, wherever I go, right? And so this lady was asking me a question. She said, I was listening online to this pastor, and they're looking for a church. I was listening online to this pastor, and she said he was talking about church membership. And he said, you are either a member of a church or you are a sinner. And she said, is that in the Bible? I said, I don't think it is, anywhere that I know of. We didn't have church membership for the first 1,500 years of church, right? And then we started kind of keeping roll. Do you know why we started keeping rolls in churches? It was a marriage thing. We started keeping up with who married whom, so that we'd be careful not for cousins to marry cousins. They started keeping up with it. We want to find out who's marrying whom, right? They started figuring out, this doesn't work out too good when the royalty marries the royalty, right? I won't go into the present day. I'm sorry, that would be rude if I did. But that's the reason we started keeping records. You can look that up somewhere. I looked it up one day. So, it's not about your membership in this church, right? It's about your relationship with Him. Right? That's what it's all about. It's all about the relationship, right? Don't be misguided by man's religion, man's rules and regulations. I know some of those are helpful for us, and there are things that help us, right, in life. But that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is you've been given a testimony, a living, breathing testimony within you. And it's this relationship that we have. Never overlook it, right? So, just in closing, last week I gave you a little acrostic that I like doing. And there are four things that John calls us to. He calls us to believe, right? He calls us to obey. He calls us to love. And He calls us to discern. I'll say it again. He calls us to believe. He calls us to obey. He calls us to love. And He calls us to be discerning. Test the spirits is what He said in the last week's scripture. What does that spell?
Bold,
right? He wants us to be bold in our faith. So I want to encourage you to be bold in your faith, right? And to know and believe with all of your heart that you are a son or daughter of the Most High God. And there's great value in that, right? In knowing that. But it's always deeper than that. It's the relationship. You can go to Him anytime you want to. 24/7, 365. You don't have to be in a building to talk to God. You don't have to come to a pastor or a priest to talk to God. Just sit down and talk to God, right? Walk up to Him. That's why I said we can come boldly before the throne of grace, is because we're God's children. Right? We are God's children. And Jesus said, you're my friends. And so when we walk into the throne room of God in prayer, the Father looks at it and says, that's one of my son's friends. How can I help you? What do you need? Let's talk. Have a seat, right? But He also sees us as His son or daughter. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for this great passage of Scripture, Father. Father, we believe and we acknowledge, we accept, and we say that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank You, Jesus, for making it possible for us to say that. Thank You for opening the way so that we could enter in the presence of our Father anytime we want to. Thank You, Jesus. You're the bravest man that I know. You took upon Yourself all the sin, sickness, suffering, death, disease, everything. You took it into Your body when You died on the cross. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Jesus. And thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You for being our teacher, our guide. And so we invite You, Holy Spirit, right now to have Your way with us. Teach us, guide us, confront us, convict us, challenge us, comfort us. Show us what we need to know. Teach us what we need to learn. Come, Holy Spirit, have Your way with us this moment. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.